The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Right, time for boy girl. It's Dino's turn today. Yesterday was a bit of a disaster, so it's your turn today, right?
Right.
Okay. Let us play. Caller number one. Hello, caller one.
Dino Wolf.
That's a little boy.
That's a little boy. Are you a boy or a girl?
Girl.
That is wrong.
Story of your life, hey, Dino. What's your name?
Olivia.
Olivia, would you like to say hello to anyone?
My mom, my sister, and my brother.
All
my
right.
Dad.
All right. Olivia, have a nice day. You in school today?
Okay.
Yes. Okay, Olivia. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Caller number two now.
Hello, love.
Is that a boy or a girl, Dino?
That is... one more, please. One more.
Say it again.
Hello, love.
That's a little boy.
Little boy. Are you a boy or a girl?
Girl.
You're a girl.
That is wrong.
Right, what's your name?
Georgia.
Georgia, that's a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say hello to anyone, Georgia?
No.
No, fine. All right, Georgia. See you later, Grumpy Knickers. Bye-bye. Right, caller number three. Oh, my God. It's Phyllis from Coronation Street.
That is a little girl.
Are you a boy or a girl?
Girl.
You're a girl? That's such a sweet little voice as well.
That is correct.
What's your name?
Lucy.
How did you learn to do that that big, deep voice?
I don't know.
You know, do it again. How old are you, Lucy?
Nine.
You sound about 85. You don't look 85, do you?
Nine.
Oh, yeah, oh, right, but do you look 85?
No.
No? So do it one more time. All right, Lucy, have a nice day today.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sounds so sweet.
Oh, my God. Right, caller number four.
Hello, love.
Oh, my God. Is that a boy or a girl?
A girl.
You think it's a girl? Do it again one more time.
Hello, love.
Are you a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Yes. Yeah. What's your name?
Jack.
Jack, how old are you, Jack?
Six.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
Why?
She dumped me.
Oh, you're joking. Oh. When did she dump you?
Ages ago.
Aww, why'd she dump you?
I don't know.
What happened? How long were you going out with her?
I don't know.
Oh, did she go off with someone else?
Yeah.
Do you think she's got another man in her life?
Hussy.
It's her loss, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, so you've not got another girlfriend?
No.
Now, where did you meet your last girlfriend? You're not sure, are you?
No.
No. I wonder why she dumped you. I can't understand. Jack, do you want to say hello to anyone?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
My friends in my school.
Yeah.
And my mum, my dad, my cousin, Natalie.
All right, then. Well, look, it's been nice talking to you, Jack. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, Jack. See you soon, mate.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Right, there we go. Caller number five, finally. Hello, caller five.
No!
Scared. Hello, caller five.
Hi.
Say hello, love. She's got stage fright, I think. Are you there, caller five?
I'm going for a girl.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong.
That is wrong.
No, I'm not. I heard her crying.
You can't cheat like that, I'm afraid. Yeah. It's a little boy. Her name was Megan. You scored 1 out of 5, Dino. Thank you to everyone who wants to play. If you want to play tomorrow, give me a call now. 0151 472 0967. It's 7:27.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
We played the little clip of some people singing down the phone. That's all you got to do is phone this number, 472-6969. Sing a bit of Madonna down the phone. You could be randomly selected, played on air. If you recognize yourself as the first one to phone up and get through, we'll win a trip to see Madonna perform live in Paris, courtesy of Liverpool Hope University. These were today's callers.
Steve from Brighton. Like a virgin, searching for the very first time.
Wendy Wilson from Liverland.
Papa, don't preach. I'm in trouble deep. Papa, don't preach. I've been moving through.
John, like a virgin.
Hey!
For the very first time. Like a virgin. When your heart beats, ooh, next to mine.
Teddy Donahue from Speak.
Hanky panky, nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out your handkerchiefs, I don't wanna cry. I just wanna hanky panky guy.
Dave Martin, Papa don't preach. I'm in trouble to you, Papa don't preach. I wanna keep my baby.
Who was the first person to phone up? Out of all of those people. It was you, Kerry Donahue.
Oh my God. I'm getting it.
Congratulations, Kerry. Welcome to the show. You are going to Paris to see Madonna perform live.
I don't like that again. My sister's just wet herself.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Who are you going to take with you to Paris?
Well, if it's okay with everyone, I'm going to take my sister because she's the biggest Madonna fan alive.
Oh, well, you're going to have a great time. Courtesy of Liverpool Hope University, you are going to Paris to see Madonna perform live, all courtesy of them and us here at Radio City 96.7.
Thank you,
Kerry. Well done, you. Thank you for calling up, and do not give up your day job.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers, Kerry. Have a nice day today.
Thanks a lot, Kev.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. It's that simple to win your place in Paris watching Madge perform live. Do it now. Dial 472-6969. Sing Madonna down the phone. Or log on to our website, radiocity.co.uk. Courtesy of Liverpool Hope University, it's Madonna in Paris. Now, every day this week, we've given you the chance to go to Paris to see Madonna perform live. Is that squeal? You've been phoning up singing Madonna down the phone. This morning, this was the selection.
Jill, I don't want to hear, I don't want to know. Please don't say you're sorry.
Susie Trippett, like a virgin.
Ooh.
For the very first time, like a virgin.
All right, this is Tommy from Eswell, and these are the Madonnas.
Like a virgin, just for the very first time.
Like a virgin,
when your heart beats next to mine.
Danny Telford.
Papa, no, you're going to be upset, 'cause I was always a little girl. I'm not a baby, no, Papa don't preach. I'm in trouble deep, Papa don't preach.
She did it for you, didn't she?
Yeah.
Big time.
No, she's got, she's got a good voice, Dylan.
No, that's what you said to us. Now, you're like the old kind of someone who can play. You know what I mean? I'll stop it. Right, 10 to 8, let's find out who it is, the first person who's phoned up this morning out of that little bunch of sexy singers. And the first person through is, and this person is going to Paris to see Madonna with Liverpool Hope University. It's you, Jill Broughton.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I never win that! Oh, I can't believe it's me!
It's you!
Oh, I've been saying some years. I couldn't get through on the other phone.
Congratulations!
Oh, I was blessed to know, darling! Oh, yeah, man! Oh, I love you, love you, love you! Oh, I'm shaking! I'm going to have my baby!
I like it!
Oh, God! I'm
going to
get going!
Oh, my God! Jill, congratulations!
Oh, man! Oh, I'm going to cry!
You're going to give birth, you're going to have a baby, you're going to cry, what else?
Oh, I think that all goes from... Can I say that? Sorry.
Well, too late now, Jill. Where are you watching from?
Oh, Martin, on the way up.
What's your favourite Madonna track?
Oh, Like I said, I just love us as well.
Anything and everything.
Papa don't preach, I think.
Papa
I'm going to have my baby.
When's the baby due?
October.
Fantastic. Who are you going to take to Paris?
My husband.
Congratulations. You, Jill Broughton, from the Wirral, are going to Paris to see Madonna perform live at Liverpool Hope University.
Yes! Oh, my God. Oh, that's so wonderful.
Have a great time.
I will.
Congratulations, Jill from Broughton. You are going to see this lady perform this song live in Paris. What a great start to the weekend.
Oh, what a great start. I can see girls alive on Saturday, but that's nothing compared to this.
Jill, well done you. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, thank you
And let us know what it was like, all right?
Oh, I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend and good luck with the baby.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Jill.
Bye.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Have a true story for you here. True story. It involves an elderly couple who go to the Golden Arches.
You're going to say the Legion then?
Well, they probably went there at the weekend.
Yeah.
But they visited Mackie D's, and just picture the scene. The two of them go in, and he orders one hamburger and one French fries and a drink. They order just one meal. So the old fella unwraps the plain hamburger and carefully cuts it in half. He places one half in front of his wife. He then carefully counts out the French fries, dividing them into two piles. And neatly places one pile in front of his wife. He takes a sip of the drink, his wife takes a sip, and then he sets the cup down between them. Got the picture?
Yeah.
Stingy, yeah.
As he begins to eat, his wife bites the hamburger. The people around keep kind of looking over and whispering, you know, they're watching.
Has she got her teeth in or out?
Well, he could tell... stop it. Do you have to do the an impression?
Do you remember that when you used to answer the door to your grandparents, you didn't have their teeth in?
Oh, it's hard.
I didn't expect you.
Why do you say you were coming round?
I'd have put me teeth in.
My nan used to go next door to her friends, and they'd have, like, you know, a little slice of cake or whatever, a cup of tea in the best china cups.
Yeah.
And one day they came back, my nan came back from from her friends next door, and she was moaning to me dad when he got there, it was his mum, that her teeth didn't feel right.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Yeah.
Oh.
They put the wrong teeth in.
Oh, that's horrible.
She'd actually put her mate's teeth in and her mate had put hers in. That's awful, isn't it? Oh, God. Just thinking about that, sorry. Anyway, moving on. So anyway, as this old fella begins to eat his few bites of the hamburger, he eats first, and the people around keep looking and whispering. And he could tell what they were thinking. They were thinking that this poor old couple, you know, all they could afford is one meal for the two of them. So as the man begin to eat his fries, a young man comes over to the table and politely offers to buy another meal for the old couple.
Aww.
The old man says, no, he says, we're just fine, honestly, we're used to sharing everything, you know, we always have all our life, you know, we've been married like 48 years, we're all right. So anyway, the surrounding people noticed the little old lady hasn't even eaten a bite yet. She's just sitting there watching her husband eat, and occasionally she'll take a little sip of the drink, you know, and he's eating away at his burger and fries. And again, the young man comes over and begs them to let him buy another meal for them. You know, he said, please, let me just buy you another meal. You've got one there cut in half and everything. Let me just buy you another meal. So anyway, the old woman says, no, thank you. No, we're all right. We're used to sharing everything. Honestly, we share everything. Always have done all our lives. You know, we're used to it. That's what we do. So anyway, as the old man finishes, he's wiping his face neatly with the napkin. And the young man again comes over to the little old lady who's yet to eat a single bite of food and says to her, listen, dear, he says, what are you waiting for? You know, he's just finished and you haven't even started. What are you waiting for? And she said, the teeth. Good morning if you just put yours in.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.